Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. Here we are. For the people.
Part of me, but I got a real good spirit, a fearless,
Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms. Felt their bodies turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali, patience. Yeah.
Yo, yo, welcome to the show today, this almighty Sunday. Hope everybody gave all their praises to the man above. This your boy, K. Diddy, hollering at you. With our usual suspects, as we like to call them, Lady Joy, Pretty
Heart. I'm here.
Coming to you doing what we do. And that is hopefully to educate you, at least share some of this wisdom, some of this knowledge, and some of this love we got up in here today. What's up, Lady Joy?
I'm here, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed.
Too good, good.
Stressed. Yeah, but we got a heater for the people today. The topic of our show is, if you're married, is it cool to have a best friend of the opposite sex? So I know a lot of people got something to say about that. Yeah, I know.
Let's bring it.
About that. So what y'all think? Is it cool to have a friend of the opposite sex, or if you can't have no male friends, or if you can't have no women friends, or the other, you know what I'm saying? So what
mm-hmm.
y'all think? Y'all let us know today on Can I Play a Play. What y'all think? Is it cool to have friends of the opposite sex, or is that a no-no?
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's where the trust issue comes in. You know, if you trust your mate to have a best friend of the opposite sex, and they have been friends before you got married, what is the problem now that you got married? Because if something was going to go on, it would have happened before you got married, I would think.
Oh, I would.
But that's just me.
But, you know, you hit on a topic. You know, I think that the trust issue, the thing that you mentioned, I think that runs throughout any solid relationship, but I guess that's the thing right there, is the trust issue. Is there
mm-hmm.
trust?
Yep, it is. And if your mate had that best friend before you got married, what's going to change? You know, because if they were going to do the deed or do the nasty or whatever you want to call it, they would have done it before you got married, best friend or whatever. You know, it might not be an attraction there. So, you know, you got to have that insight or have that feeling that, you know, you're not insecure about what's going on there. Because if it was going to happen, it would have happened before.
Long before you, and they definitely
mm-hmm,
would have
exactly.
that person to the table and introduced them to you if there's anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's been like that. But anyway, the call in number 646-929-2870. Call in, let us know what y'all think about it, because I know what we think about it, but we need to hear what y'all think about it, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, we have our own opinions, and it might not concur with what someone else thinks. So opinions are like assholes, and everybody got one, and we want to hear from you. We ain't scared.
Absolutely. I think it's kind of cool to have a best friend of the opposite sex. Cause I
Me
know
too.
Sometimes we men, you know, we don't know what, you know, the opposite sex is thinking. All we know is what we think, because we've never been the opposite sex. So sometimes it's kind of cool to ask an unbiased party, you know, their opinions on certain situations. You know, not that you're going to roll with what they say, but it's always good to get another opinion. You know,
right.
Always good. Hold on, we got somebody else calling in right here. Let's see what they got to say.
single.
Come on in. Let's holler.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say that I think it all depends on the fact. I think it all depends on whether or not that your spouse had a sexual relationship with their best friend prior to your relationship, or if it's just basically, or if it's just friendship, it's just basic friendship, and nothing has ever happened. You know what I mean? I think that there shouldn't be a trust issue if they're just really friends. But if you know of a history, then that's something that would give you a reason to ponder on whether or not they're still doing something, they're engaging in any sort of sexual activity. So that's my input on it. I don't have any male best friends at this time, but if I did, I'm pretty sure that my husband would trust me. And even if he didn't, I probably would with my best friend anyway. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway,
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question before you go, huh?
Yeah.
Now, it kind of sounds like you said trust is an issue, but not the number one thing. But I guess that's my question is, how is your significant other going to know if you didn't have sex with this person before?
Well,
they might not ever know.
Once again, it comes back to trust. And once again, it comes back to trusting your mate, and it's your word, and it's his word, and in the middle, there's the truth. So, I mean, you have to accept it for what it is. I mean, it's going to frustrate you in the future, and you're going to keep thinking about, well, could she or could he be lying? Could they have had something in the past? And that's on you. But if they tell you that they haven't done anything, and it doesn't, and they don't show any signs that nothing has ever happened, I think you should let it go and kind of just move forward. Now, of course, people are going to lie and say, well, we've never done anything. But like I said, you have to observe and see for yourself. If you're not comfortable with it, then you let them know, look, that bitch has to go. Excuse my language. She has to go. You guys are suspect, and I don't approve of the way you guys interact around me. Something just doesn't seem right. But if they're just genuine friends, let it be, because suppose you tell him to kick her to the curb, and then he gets another female friend, and then something really is going on. I think, once again, it's just based on trust factors.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I believe in that, too, but you can look at it a couple of ways. Even if you did have something in the past and it didn't work out, but y'all still ended up to be best friends, and I think it would depend on how long you're in a relationship with the person that you're getting married to. Because if you have a best friend that you've had, and for me to have a best friend, we've had to have known each other for a while. So the person that you're getting married to, you know, would have had to known about this best friend in the first place, even before you got married. So it shouldn't be an issue after you get married that y'all still remain best friends.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And in my situation, my husband has a best friend, and I asked him, has he ever had sex with her? And he said his response was, we almost took it there, but we realized that we were better off friends, and I saw her more like a sister, and especially once I met her brother, we connected, we all just became tight, and we're like brothers and sisters. And then I observed myself, and later on to find out that what he was saying to us are actually the truth, like they really do have like a sister-brother relationship. So I went ahead and I married him, and that's the wrong thing, and it just doesn't seem like nothing has ever happened. Now, Lord forbid, if anything shall come to light, you will see me in the penitentiary, and I will give everyone my CC number. But I doubt that will ever happen, because I take his word at face value, and I believe him in the case. I believe that they're just friends. So I can say I've been in a situation like that before, and they are really good friends. Like, and a lot of women can't say that. At least he was upfront. He said almost took it there, but they decided not. He could have just been like, no, you know how most guys are. No, nothing ever happened. Don't question me, blah, blah, blah. But he was like, you know what? We almost took it there, but it wasn't what wasn't happening. You know what I mean? So
right.
That much exposure. Yeah, so I was cool. I was content with that. Now, you know, at least you can flip out and make yourself look guilty.
Is it me?
You know, they got this old cliche. They used to say. So I'm gonna do what PT usually do, play the devil's advocate. They got this old cliche to say, either the man or the woman, either they've been there or they want to go there. One of the two.
Well, not necessarily. You know, you can have a friend of the opposite sex and not even have that type of feeling toward each other. You know, and that could be another topic too. Can a man and a woman be best friends and not have to go there? And I have a question. Is it just me, or does anyone else hear echo when other people are talking? Because that is so distracting.
I don't hear echo. Do you hear echo?
I do.
Oh.
I don't now. Hello?
Wow. Okay.
It's much better now. Much better now.
Well, maybe... Maybe the big brother's got the satellite checking in on us.
Checking us out again.
Yeah, so once again, I think that this was a wonderful topic. And like you just said, you just came up, excuse my child in the background, but you just came up with the awesome topic for next week, Joy, when you said something about could you remain best friends with someone and not want to go there or want to go there. I think that's
mm-hmm.
the
We can talk about that next week. Yeah.
There are some men and women who have been friends until they're like 60 years old and they've never done anything. And then there are some who have found out that they were each other's soulmate, like after 40 years,
mm-hmm.
and decided to get married and grow old together. So that's a really good topic.
Right. So it's
now,
like...
Now the question is, how many female best friends does Mr. K. Diddy have?
Mm-hmm.
Well... Actually,
mm-hmm.
I don't have any because people don't like my sausage. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that limits my best friends. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Everybody's not up on the finer things in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like your, what is it? Vienna sausage and tuna?
Your Vienna
sausage. Oh, no, tuna's too expensive. I forgot tuna's too expensive for him.
Exactly. And see, since you've been playing, I done stepped the game up. I done moved up to smoked spam.
Look out now. Look out.
I done moved on up. I done moved to smoked spam now. So I want you to.
Oh, man.
Sucky now.
Check this out. Y'all hang on and hold the subject. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to
press
your ears with something. So stay tuned. Hang on with Counterplayer Play.
Okay.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen.
You look fantastic, the moment is sporadic. Don't worry about the last guy, he was just plastic. Hope you ready to ride, your seatbelt fast. I fly outside of this world, dimension of attraction. Don't mention all the action and backseat passion. Anything you want, girl, just ask it. I specialize in picking up lame dudes' trashes. One man's trash is another man's treasure. How do you better than that man could ever? I think much clever, endeavor for whatever. How to know where comes a rose and a letter. I'm the love doctor, a romance professor. You know I got the best love, come on girl, fess up. The way that thing stick out, the way your breast sit up. Blab a gas so fast, my words just trip up. The other guy bring you down, I'ma bring you up.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
relationship
seen.
To relationship, I know how that can get. How I can promise you, this will be your last trip on a ship they call love boats. No hoax, I ain't playing you, this message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a playgirl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know, I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with, girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave, this saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look, we free with it. From your ex-man, I'm feeling a lot of hatred, cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of the heinous crime. Still staying this time, my blow is mine. With the crummy nine, ain't it solar fly? And I'm solar fly, that's fly.
Ain't gotta be up there with a G5. I like your style and your feeling, my swag. I'm trying to get into it, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve. Trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen. You never seen. You never seen. You never seen. Oh.
Yeah, that was Mr. I.C. Jones with I'm So Fly right here on Can a Player Play. Welcome back to the show. Hey, we're talking about if you're married, is it cool to have a best friend of the opposite sex?
After you're married.
After you're married.
Yeah.
Because
some spouses don't play that. And I think, to me, that seems like a insecurity issue. Because if they had that best friend before you got married, whether you knew about them or not, it shouldn't be a problem. They're best friends, okay? And it's good to have friends outside of your marriage. Because, you know, like you said earlier, you know, you might need someone to talk to. You know, KD, like you said earlier, you might need somebody to talk to what the situation is going on in your situation that you might not know how to handle, you know?
Just to get another view, you know, just to get another view, you know, because I know, you know, sometimes from the male perspective, you know, we just kind of hard, kind of straight ahead, you know. We tend to forget, you know, sometimes birthdays and anniversaries and, you know, and different special moments that are very important to, you know, our significant other. And I know I've done it on occasions, you know, and it wasn't by intention. It's just that, you know, we just, you know, focus on other things, you know. And not to say that's right or wrong, it's just to say that's a reality, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes that Alzheimer's sets in too, you know.
Well, all that could be too, you know. But it's a blessing to keep living to even get that. You know,
that's
a lot of us that's not even here is because of some of the subjects that we do talk about on this show. That's why it's so very important that, you know, people listen and take away from it what they can, you know.
That's true.
And definitely. I think, I personally know you can't have no best friend, you know, the opposite sex after you get married. You're supposed to go fishing and play chess. Your significant woman's supposed to be your best friend.
Yeah, but yeah, that's true too. But I'm saying if you already had a best friend before you got married, and to me, before you get married, you're engaged for a while. You know what I'm saying? So, if you've had this best friend before you got married, why the spouse don't know about that best friend up until after you got married? Is that what the case is here, or what? Because to me, it seems like if you already had a best friend before you got married, the spouse shouldn't have a problem with it, if he or she knew about the best friend beforehand.
Well, that goes back to the whole trust issue that was talking about, you know, in the first place, which is goes back to being honest, because honesty and trust go hand in hand. You know, so like you said, if this person knew about this best friend earlier on and had the opportunity, you know, to come around her, network with her, you know what I'm saying, be around
and
her.
And meet this best friend.
And meet this person, then, you know, that should remove any doubt or any insecurities. But then, you know, so, you know, it's also, you know, there's people that's kind of like, you know, kind of like in their own zone. I don't want to meet that B. I don't want to meet him, you know what I'm saying? I don't even like him. I don't even want to go around him. And then they want you to draw sides at that point. Now, how do you have this best friend and your guy, you know, don't even want to go around him because he's thinking some way out shit that ain't even the case, because if he did come around, he would see that it ain't like that. But he
that's where that insecurity thing come in, that insecurity issue, you know. And it seems to me that even before you married that person, you should see some kind of signs of insecurity, you know, even if you introduce them to certain friends anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's hard to say, too, because a lot of people change after they say I do. Because that, you know, once they say I do, oh, you mine.
Yeah, you know, you have these people come in, you know, with these ownership things, you know, when they get married, they feel like they got their papers. And you,
right,
you
and that's some bullshit.
You see, seeing a person, you become a property, a commodity, an object,
mm-hmm.
you know, you become a possession.
Exactly.
And the whole dynamics of the relationship changes then, you
mm-hmm.
know. And, you know, it always never ceases to amaze me, you know, because people tend to do things for different reasons in the name of love, you know. I love you. You know, I love you, but
mm-hmm.
in another
language.
For
so many reasons.
You know, another language is I just want to control you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to possess you. You know what I mean? I just
it seems to me that you should see those signs before you jump off into that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you should if you're paying attention.
Yeah.
But, you know, people get hung up on them distractions. And right now the number one distraction is trying to live, survive in our economic times, you know what I'm saying? Because now
mm-hmm.
we're not only at war with other countries, you know, we're at war right here, you know, just trying to survive.
Yeah, we're at war with each other up in this camp, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's what, no doubt, no doubt. For those who just join us, you know what I'm saying? Today we're talking about if you're married, is it cool to have a best friend of the opposite sex? And the ones that's listening to us at home on your computer, call in, holler at us. I know I want to hear from you. I know Joy want to hear from you. So we
mm-hmm.
want to hear what you got to say. So hit us up, 646-929-2870.
Don't be scared, because we ain't scared.
No, we ain't scared at all, because we understand. You know what I'm saying? We understand it from both sides, all sides. We understand it from 360. And not only that, we ain't in here to judge. We just here to talk about it. You know?
Yeah, so call us. And I love my tweeters and my texters, so bring it. Because I ain't scared of none of y'all.
Let us hear what you think about it. Is it cool? You know, but then, you know what I'm saying? Let me tell you about this one. You know, sometimes when your significant make an issue about a friend, what do? How do you get peace in your household? You don't want to cut your friend off because y'all grew up together. But then you don't want this disharmony in the household either because you got to live with this person. So what do, Joy? What do?
Well, me, I would try to get them both together, you know, because a person that's going to be my best friend, he knows where I'm coming from, and I'm able to talk to him or her and tell them my feelings and, you know, be able to say, well, look, you know, I would really like for you to meet my significant other because I want you guys to get along. I love both of y'all because you might have known your best friend longer than you know your husband, you know, and you don't want to mess up a relationship that you've had probably longer than the relationship that you're in, you know, the person that you're married to, you know, because of some craziness, well, I won't say craziness, but some insecurities, you know, because of what your spouse is feeling. Sure, you want to please your spouse.
How do you make your spouse secure if they just inherit?
Meet them. Have them meet them.
How do you make them, even after you've done that, how do you make them be secure?
Just, you know, just love that person and say, baby, look, you are the only one in my life. You are here. This is my best friend on this side. We're friends, and that's all it is. You know, and you shouldn't have to keep repeating yourself either. You know, if that's the case, it's like, well, you know, something is really wrong here. You know, you're supposed to trust me. You're supposed to love me, you know, and I'm telling you, this is what it is. And you want to take it to something to where, you know, has nothing to do with that. You know, and that's what I'm saying. That's where a trust issue come in. And it's really difficult because you don't want to go into a marriage with distrust. You know what I'm saying? But it's a hard decision. It's a hard decision. It's like, baby, you know, this is, you know, we were friends before I even met you. You know, why would you want me to cut loose? You know, because a marriage might not work. You know, because of some certain issues like that. And then you're left out in the cold with nobody to talk to. You diss your best friend because, you know, your spouse wasn't feeling that. And then who do you have to turn to? And I think, you know, at least try to put your spouse's doubts at ease. Like, baby, this is not what you think it is. Let me introduce you to this person. Get to know this person.
Let me throw this out there, Joy. A lot of times, a lot of those issues aren't even there. They're from other insecure issues that your spouse may have within themselves. You know
right?
what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
But it don't even have to be about this other person. But they'll use that. You know what I'm saying? They'll use that other person. But it's really because, you know, they may have changed or their whole thing may not be up to par or, you know what I'm saying? They may feel
right.
like they be slacking in their relationship another way. So rather than deal with that issue, you know, they just don't like this person. Hold on, let me get somebody else.
Cool.
834, holla at you, folks.
What's good, family? It's your boy, Pretty Tony, the
B.I.A. Where you been? Okay. Just tearing up shit.
Well, I was going to be quiet for a moment, man, because y'all was dropping some real jewels right there. You know what I mean? K-Biddy, you just went deep, brother. You just showed that prolific side that you try to hide from us when you're saying, so it's called projecting, my brother. Let's show the intellect. I'm going to show the intellect for a moment. That situation and the scenario you're describing is what people do is they project. You know what I mean? They take one aspect and they latch on to it while really what they're discussing and doing really does not reflect the true feelings that they have on the inside about something else. You know what I mean? And if the best friend and the spouse ain't showing no indications that there was any prior history of sexual nature or anything of that, why is there this issue?
That's what I'm saying.
Why all of a sudden you got a problem with it? And if you
because
came in the door,
because there's other issues.
Yes. And if we came in the door into the relationship, and from the onset, I introduced. It's not like we've been married for 4 years, and I just suddenly popped up. You know, because this
with
is some
best
BS
friend.
To it. Yeah. 4 years into the marriage. Oh, by the way, this is my best friend. Now, in that scenario, you can question that. You know what I'm saying? But if this is somebody who, when you came into the game, I introduced this person to you like, this is my best friend. And truth be told, if the best friend didn't kind of give me some positive feedback, your ass probably wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
If I hold them that really.
You know?
That best friend co-signed this relationship. That best friend.
Absolutely. If this is a true friendship. Yep. If this is a true friendship and we operating from the standpoint that this person is truly my best friend, if this person did not co-sign on you, you wouldn't be here. So we on this, sure. You know, we not only fake best friends because of, you know, I mean, if me and you got this history as best friends, your opinion means a lot to me. And talking about you and making you known means a lot to me because you were around before this person came along. Now, suddenly you want to hate on them? Why are you going to hate on that person? If they didn't co-sign, your ass wouldn't be here.
Okay.
But now I can understand if me and you have been married for a little while and suddenly you're like, oh, this is my best friend from college from 20 years ago. But where the hell
and
this
we just
person
found each other.
5 years?
And we just ran into each other.
Well, then, yeah, you suspect. You definitely suspect to me. You're going to have to earn your best friend's stripes. I ain't just going to accept you.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know how we do it on here on Cast Play and Play. We come through every 2:30, every Sunday we represent for the grown folks, for the people trying to get their grown folk on. You know, K. Diddy.
Sound like the kids is running things.
I know, huh?
But that's cool, though.
Absolutely. That's the next us.
But, yeah, I feel where Tony is coming from with that, you know, because if all of a sudden you got a best friend, you'd be like, no, where did this person come from? You know, that's suspect right there.
Yeah, that's suspect.
I just moved back in town. I've been out of town, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Well, then, okay, that's understandable, but then you're going to have to earn your best friend credentials. So,
exactly.
Of course, I'm going to
best
be a little bit uncomfortable.
Just don't just pop up like that.
No. You know, I met you Monday, and by Wednesday, you expect me to be cool with this. No.
Yeah, there's some people out there, boy. They're retarded, ain't they?
Yeah, and they be thinking that you just got off the banana boat and your head screws off and all. So, no. You're going to have to come up with something better than that there.
There are certain scenarios we can, there are certain scenarios that we can discuss that you have the right to think this best friend thing is suspect. You know what I mean? But,
mm-hmm.
You know, like the old Isley Brothers song say, you can't get to hearing footsteps in the dark because you sometimes approach this scenario and you cause unnecessary static in your relationship where there is no basis for it. I tell people all the time, don't just trip the trip. Make sure you have a basis to trip. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we were talking about earlier, Tony. They do have a basis to trip in their mind. It's just not the right one. You know what I'm saying? And that's where that whole projection thing come in. You know, they not tripping on the fact that, for instance, this boy, women gonna hate me for this one. You know, baby done gained another extra 25 pounds, you know what I'm saying? So now she knows she tipping the scale a little bit on the overweight side. So all of a sudden, you like women that's smaller than her, and you ain't gave no indication of that whatsoever. It ain't nothing about you, what you did. It's about her insecurities for what she knows is happening. Rather than deal with that head on, that's the projection. You got to be doing something wrong. You got to be up to something. You know what I'm saying? But every time you say, come on, baby, let's go somewhere, she say, no, I don't want to go nowhere because I don't got nothing to wear. This is too tight, and I don't want to wear this no more, so now I don't want to go. But how could you be held accountable for that? You know, it ain't you tripping. You saying, let's go. So you don't have those issues. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to do the right thing, but it ain't her. It's her insecurity, whatever that is, but there go that projection thing. How do you?
And see, there you go up there talking about it's her. It works both ways, bruh. So that's why I'm always the advocate.
I just gave an example.
No.
If he's saying, mama, let's go, and she's saying, no, I don't want to go because this is what I got to wear and it's a little too tight, but he's saying, let's go. He could go the other way. Baby could be saying, let's go too. Let's go out to dinner. Let's go something. and homeboy's pants and then got tight around his ass too, and the truck up to the ankles, and now he's
okay.
Looking like Michael Jackson Flood.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. But you always the one to jump to what the female is doing.
Well,
okay, and
example.
I just want to keep it equal.
Okay? I just gave you an example out of my chapter earlier on, you know, something that I could attest to through my journey, through my travels. You know what I'm saying? So I know it could go the other way because I know a whole bunch of insecure men. Right now, I'm not really pleased with a whole bunch of men now in 2010 anyway. I think a lot of them have forgot how to be men. That's why the women are tripping. But that's just my own personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're doing this show, Can a Player Play?
Well, yeah,
and
brothers,
we always
and brothers.
And we always
and, you
say
know,
everybody needs to step their game up.
Shout out to Player Step Your Game Up, Playerology. www.worldmovement.com. The website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com.
And now, all righty then.
Now,
and
we're
going to plan that. hold on, y'all. We got some other people want to join us here. Hold on. Right here, we can't play a play. Let them up in here, y'all. 510, you're on. Holla at us.
Hey, how y'all doing out there?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. This is your boy Hollywood.
What's
hey,
going
Hollywood.
Going on? What's going on? Hi. I'm doing good. What's the conversation about? I kind of caught part of that, but I didn't. What's the subject today? What are we talking about?
The conversation is that, you know, about.
What are you guys feeling on the
best friend?
What are you guys feeling on the Mel Gibson issue?
Oh, my God.
You talking about no damn Mel Gibson?
No, I don't want to waste my breath on Mel Gibson.
Okay, I just thought maybe I'd give you 2 cents on that.
This is Mel Gibson. He done fucked up. He don't like niggers because we want it back and we want to rape his wife, okay? So forget him.
No. That's what I wanted you to say. I want you to say forget him. Exactly. That was the reaction. You know, he's a moron, you know?
Is this Joe?
He's an absolute.
No, I mean he's past the point of even being a moron. I just think that, you know, and same thing happened, I guess, when he got pulled over years ago for his DUI and blaming all the wars on another, you know,
yeah,
group
and all
of people.
That. But darling, take heed, baby. We're not talking about Mel Gibson. Fuck a Mel Gibson right now, okay?
Okay.
We're talking about relationships. And
oh, okay, relationships, okay.
Uh-huh. We're talking about relationships and about the spouse not wanting the other spouse to have a best friend anymore. Okay, so
interesting.
Pay attention.
Well, hold on. It's not a matter. Hold on. Get it right. It's not about not having a best friend of the opposite is where the problem is coming in.
Right. So basically, if I'm in other words, they get jealous over the other best friend, especially if it's the opposite sex, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
If married, is it cool to have a best friend of the opposite sex?
Well, I think that if you were already friends with that person before you got married, I don't think that should change anything with your friendship with that person. I don't.
Exactly, but some people have a problem with that, though.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is right. But I think that should be all up front, either when you get into a serious relationship or a marriage, and just say, look, I mean, this girl's been a friend of mine forever, and she's going to be my friend no matter how long you and I stay together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got an issue with that, then we need to, you know, because the thing is, you know. Especially, and it all comes down to the trust factor. Am I right?
Right.
That's what I said earlier. You know, and if your spouse or whoever your other half should be comfortable enough that you should be able to go out with a girlfriend who's your friend only, who you're not having any type of relationship with sexually or anything, and just say, hey,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, and the same thing goes. The shoe fits for a guy too, because. I've dated women, and I've met some of their guy friends, you know, as much as I want to think that something's going on, you know, maybe blindsided, but I'm just like, but I, if the girl says no, he's, and, you know, he's been my friend forever, and, you know, he's, and I said, well, then you guys go have a good time, you know, and, but a lot of people have problems with that. They do, and it eats you up like cancer. Now, especially if you don't, are not getting along with somebody over somebody complete, over something that doesn't relate to that person, and then that person says, well, I'm mad and I want to go spend some time with my friend who is their good friend who is not the same sex as them. Then it can get scary, you know. It can be,
and you know, like we said before, that's where the trust issue comes in, you know.
Exactly.
But then it depends on what the situation is, because the spouses might be having a situation come up where that is just totally out the window. Oh, hell no, you ain't going over there. Okay.
Exactly. So, but yeah, that is a good topic for the day. So, Big Tony, how's he doing today?
Tony?
Is he on with Tony? You there?
Tony's in and out.
Oh, is he? I like
but,
how you said he's in and out. But you're holding that
no,
show.
Not,
is that
yeah,
you, Tony?
No, this is K Diddy. I thought he was there. He just went somewhere. He was somewhere.
Yeah, he's in and out. But he's good.
He's good. Now let me ask you, the show now, how long does it go? Is it an hour or 2 hours?
Hour and a half.
It starts at three.
So are we doing an hour today or just an hour and a half?
Hour.
We're just doing an hour? Okay.
Yeah, we don't want.
Okay, we're just doing an hour today. But the topic.
We don't want to give people too much knowledge because if that's the case, then they want to come back. You know, we make.
Okay.
That's a good subject today. That's a good point. I mean, a lot of people, and it's the same in the workplace too. Because I know people that work in offices and stuff, and you know, they get tight with their office workers, and there's a lot of jealousy
mm-hmm.
factor involved in that.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
You are so right about that.
And especially, people that are in big type offices and they got in office romances going on, mm-hmm. and the jealousy, my friend, my girlfriend, my guy friend, and stuff like that. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, but as far as, you know, if you've got a wife, a live-in, a serious girlfriend, and one of her dear best friends is a guy, you know, if you guys are listening, you need to come to grips with that because it will eat you up like a cancer.
Woo! You are so right. And what is your name, darling?
Hollywood. I've
Howard?
Talked to you before. Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've talked
just
to you
sounded,
before.
It just sounded kind of different. Just
yeah,
because kind of I've... You are so right about that.
No, I mean, and because, you know, jealousy in any relationship, and I know from a while back, and we talked weeks ago when I was still down in the Florida area, it will eat you up, you know, because it will consume you.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially it's different if you know that somebody you're with is having an affair or something like that, but to have it put in front of you, disguising it, and I use the word disguising it like that's my best friend, and
yeah.
nothing's happening, but you know, and you know deep down inside something's happening.
Yeah,
you know,
you got that gut feeling thing going on.
You got
on,
that
okay.
gut feeling. It's almost like, and then what happens too is it could come back to kick you in the tail in the end because. You know, the girl, the person that you're with sees that side of you where you're so consumed by this, my best friend, that they decide they're going to break up with you because they can't handle you anymore because you're not comfortable with it. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hollywood,
yeah.
Let me throw this twist at you. What happens if you had a relationship with this girl 20 years ago?
Right.
You didn't tell your girl. Because you didn't think she could handle it, but the girl is still your friend
or your guy.
You guys, but you guys are so far past removed that now. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But the other person, you just know that they just couldn't handle that. Just you know what I'm saying? How would you feel? What would you do?
Right? No, you're absolutely right. I mean, what would you do? You'd be crushed. You know, and I just.
But that was like way before you even entered the picture, though. You know.
Yeah, but would you tell? But would you tell her or him? Like I was sexual with this person 20 years ago. Would you tell him? But this is still my best friend. But we no longer have that no more. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been through, you know, just trials and tribulations. Them other eight
right, and
half
all the dumb shit.
You. So now we
right,
have
I,
that now.
I just think each case is each situation's different, but
yeah.
You know, that would be tough to deal with big time, real tough. I you know, and that's a very good topic today for your guys' show. I just that, you know, but and as I said earlier, you know, jealousy kills, whether it's happening in front of you or behind the scenes with you. But and you made a good point there too, where you brought up about if it was somebody you knew for 20 years and 20 years ago you did have a relationship with them, but not, you know, but and they're still like a very good friend of yours, you know, type thing, and now you're involved with somebody that's completely opposite, different than them, and now they're back into your life on the friendship deal and stuff like that.
Hollywood, I think myself, I think it would depend on the person, on your security. To me, that's still a insecurity issue. I mean,
right.
Okay, like for me, if my husband had a girlfriend that he dealt with 20-something years ago, and they're
right.
friends now,
right?
Myself personally,
right.
I wouldn't have a problem with that because I'm very secure
she,
that
and
he
and
loves me.
Problem.
He married.
You wouldn't have a problem with it, Joy, if she looked like you.
No, because Mama Diva knows she looked good. Okay, so if it came down to whatever, okay, I can get mine. All right.
I like what you just said. You may, you know what? You're like, he married me. He's comfortable with me.
He married me. Okay.
Right. There you go.
So and if it don't work out, Mama ain't gonna have a problem getting a date. Okay. So, no.
Hey.
But, no, I wouldn't have a problem with that because I'm secure with me.
You know what?
Me.
There you go. Because it's like I'm secure with me, too.
Yeah.
And
you
when
gotta
you're
be
secure with yourself,
exactly.
You know, and, you know, because then your other half sees that security, too,
mm-hmm.
and says, wow. You know, I can't ruffle the feathers here. You know, they're comfortable.
Yeah, I can't be screwing up and shit because they ain't gonna have a problem. You know,
you guys, you're so right on it today. No,
okay.
You're so right on it today. Absolutely, you're so right on it today. I mean, it's like, you know, you're talking about walking on eggshells. You know, but no, you know, you got to be careful too. And Joy, you know this, you know, and you're married. But as far as, you know, if you've been with your, how long you been with your husband?
We've been together 20 years and been married.
Congratulations.
Like, you know.
So, you know what you, by this time, you know what you can say and not say to him, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
he knows the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So mm-hmm. it's the comfortable zone level. Well, you know how far, as I say, you can push the envelope with your
exactly.
other half, you know.
And me too, being in the entertainment business.
Right,
also,
right, right.
You know, that has a lot to do with a lot of situations too.
Well, yeah, and,
you know?
And even with what I do with my sports and entertainment too. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've had girls
exactly.
that can't handle it, and they try to, but they can't.
Exactly.
And I tell them, I say, you know, this is who I am. I'm not going to change. This is what I do.
I was doing that before I met you.
there you go. And I said, I was doing exactly it. Before I met you, I was doing the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I found out many, many years ago that everybody
right.
is just not suited to deal with people that's in the entertainment industry in any form or facet. They just not. They think they are, but we are of a breed of our own. Let me put it
exactly.
Yeah.
And exactly.
And we know we have to have a certain strength, a certain energy, and a certain amount of ego, because I call a certain amount of ego is like Ethel or a super lead in a tank. We need that drive, but that also makes us secure within ourselves.
Right, you got it. You know what? You're absolutely right.
And
you know what?
In ourselves.
And you know what? When you had asked me, K. Diddy, a minute ago, would I have a problem with my spouse having a best friend that looks like me? No, I don't. I've been in this business for a long time, so I feel anybody comes in there after me, I ain't got a problem with it because I've been there, done that, and can teach you some things.
There you go. There you go.
I'm very secure with myself, and I know, you know, I feel that I'm a beautiful woman. I've been told that many times, and that does not go to my head.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna give you a nice compliment. Until I meet you in person, the few times we've talked on the show in the last couple months, probably two or three. I mean, I can already tell over the phone you're a beautiful person.
Well, thank
you.
But the way I look, I don't let that go to my head because I hear
that. There you go.
You
know what?
I'm very humble. I'm very humble to what I do and being in this business, because there's some very, very beautiful women out there that I feel look better than me. But
uh-huh.
I ain't got a problem with it because I know me. I know who I am. And there's
there
women that come after me that you know, they're going to be humble to you. They might have a big head on, but, honey, you will be brought down.
I like that. You know what? And they're going to stumble too. They're going to be brought down.
Exactly.
You know
because that's how the business is.
This is what I do.
And if I feel like each one can teach one. And if there's some females out there that need to be brought down the south to, you will be brought down. You know, don't think because you got a big head, you got to be humble to this entertainment business because
it's always somebody
out there that's better than you. Be humble to it. The world don't owe you shit. Okay? The world don't owe you a damn thing.
Yep, you got that right.
Listen,
guys, I got to jump out of here by 3:30. I enjoyed talking with you very much.
We enjoyed talking to you too, Colin. Say
hi to the big fella. I'll probably see him tomorrow at work. But I just wanted to surprise and say hi to you guys today. Enjoy, as always.
Thank you.
It's been a
we
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
And then what's your name on the other end there, bud? What's your name, sir?
Oh, I'm just Joe the Bell Boy.
No, he's not. Get a man your name and quit playing.
All right, this is K. Diddy, baby.
What's your first name?
Well, how about Lamont? How about that? Would everybody call me Lamont on the other end, but today I get to be the other me.
Okay, that's fine. I know who she is. I was like, well, Lisa, who was I talking to today? That's all I know. That's no big deal.
Okay, well, how about Lamont, CEO of World Movement Records? But over here I get to be K. Diddy, and I get to wear my mask and my cape.
Ooh.
Ooh,
and your spandex and stuff.
I like that. The cap and my cape. I like that.
Oh, you should see him in his spandex too.
I don't want to imagine that today. Okay.
Listen. Thank you for joining the show, man.
You're welcome. Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come
back anytime.
So, K. Diddy, you got your spandex on today?
Oh, no. I got my Iron Man suit on today, baby.
Oh, man. I wanted to imagine the spandex and stuff.
But listen, cut it out. We down to the last couple minutes of the show. So, we're going to talk about real quick before everybody go. Can a player play? Check us out every Sunday this time, and please go check out our books, you know what I'm saying? Player Step Your Game Up, Play Hours. You got to throw that one in there. And the new book to be released here very, very shortly. Who is she and what is she to you? Y'all better come.
Ooh, I can't wait for that one.
We talk about some really, really, really hot stuff. You know, worldmovement.com, baby. Come see us, come hear us, come check us out. All right, Lady Joy, do your thizzle.
You can catch me on Facebook at Joy LaShawn, LaShawnJoy. And you can also catch me on Saturdays, 3 to 6 on Power 88 KCEP. Okay, and now call in, get that shout out, 702-647-3688. I got you. And also every Sunday right here on Can a Player Play.
Absolutely. All right. And y'all stay tuned while we play a little bit of slow dancing.
You whispered in my ear.
Hey, baby.